You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We direct your attention today to Part A, Exhibit 1, of the Commerce Department's report this morning on U.S. international trade in goods and services. Run your finger down the page, the left-hand column, until you get to the line that says 2022, January through December. Then scan right just a little bit to find the trade gap for all of last year, $948.06 billion. We're going to round that to 948.1. There's a minus sign in front of it because over the past 12 months, we've bought way more stuff from overseas than we have sold. So what can that tell us about the economic state of play right now? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on duty.
Let's start with exports. American companies sold less stuff abroad as the global economy slowed down. Sharon O'Halloran is a U.S. political economist teaching this semester at Trinity College Dublin. She says exports have also been hurt by the strength of the dollar, which soared last year, driven by rising U.S. interest rates.
So that makes the cost of U.S. goods more expensive, harder for people to import those goods vis-a-vis buying a domestic Irish sweater.
On the flip side, imports to the U.S. have become more affordable for Americans emerging from the pandemic and shopping, says Joe Bruswellis at consulting firm RSM.
The U.S. consumer still remains resilient and is going to spend for cheaper imported goods.
The strong dollar's good for Americans abroad, too. Sharon O'Halloran's seeing it in Ireland.
A lot of people coming in, U.S. people with dollars buying homes or trying to set up different types of businesses.
All well and good for the U.S., except a strong dollar can also hurt a lot of players in the world economy, says Quincy Crosby, chief global strategist at LPL Financial.
It tightens financial conditions. It hurts emerging markets. The other thing it hurts is the S&P 500 multinationals. It makes their products and services more expensive.
Any signals from the Fed that U.S. interest rates will go higher and stay high for longer are likely to further strengthen the dollar and raise the trade deficit again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
The artificial intelligence news of the day today comes to us from Redmond, Washington, where Microsoft rolled out its plans to incorporate the technology behind ChatGPT into its search engine, Bing. ChatGPT, of course, is the AI tool that can basically write your 10th grader's AP European history essay. Not that your child would do that, of course. Microsoft showed how the new and improved Bing can concisely summarize the GAP's financials, maybe plan your trip to Mexico for you, convert code from one programming language to another. But here are a couple of questions the new Bing may have some trouble with. What do AI chatbots mean for digital advertising, the very lifeblood of search? And what does it mean for the publishers who rely on traditional search traffic for eyeballs? Marketplace's Matt Levin has more on that one.
What exactly is stucco? What exactly is the debt ceiling? What exactly may be causing this rash on my elbow? AI chatbots look like they'll be pretty good at answering those types of informational searches with detailed summaries of content already published online, no link clicking required, which could be a problem for, you know, the people who made that content. Aaron Kessler is an analyst with Raymond James.
That is a negative for publishers. If the information you get is already delivered to you in this chatbot form, that takes away from their opportunity to deliver page views.
It could also be a problem for search advertisers and the companies that rely on them. I'm looking at you, Google. Oded Netzer at Columbia Business School says, with sponsored links less relevant in a chatbot environment?
We are probably going back more to the display advertising model, meaning we have an article and next to the article there are advertising, right?
Netzer says that may be less lucrative for Google. People are just more likely to click a sponsored link. He says he doesn't see traditional search disappearing immediately, though. That's partly because AI chatbots sometimes just make stuff up when they don't know the answer.
I think the biggest hurdle for search going away is the truth-telling.
Microsoft is including footnotes and links next to its AI chatbot to help users look up sources and fact-check results. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.